Andy got.
Yeah, hi. Andy Leonard, Western Freelance Branch Chair. Thank you to the conference for the time. It's just a very quick point, which I have mentioned before, but due to the move in documentary filmmaking for self-shooting, I'm aware that this is not going to go away. I'm also aware that it's not necessarily the only thing that needs to be discussed, but I wonder whether the training committee could look at giving the opportunity to frontline crew, cameramen and recordists in particular, who are being marginalised, to give more opportunity to do director and research training, because it does seem that they are being set aside because, according to those that make the decisions, you don't have enough production or editorial or journalistic experience. This stems with, you know, from the VJ kind of syndrome, which is now permeating throughout. I'm aware that NEC does have a dialogue with the NUJ, but I do think that that should be expanded to address this issue, because it's causing a lot of pain out there. I'm also aware that at the end of the day, it's always down to money, and there's not a lot we can do about that. But thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Peter?
Peter West, Camera Branch. I just want to ask whether the training committee has any liaison with the BKSTS, the British Kinematograph Sound Television Society, because they're running a whole series of courses on the one hand, and they're also accrediting a lot of film school courses on the other. And it seems to me that they certainly ought to be working in tandem with BECTU.
Okay. I'm not sure if Brian is in the hall at the moment. Okay. Well, I'll get an answer for you on that, Peter. I'm pretty sure we have got some dealings, but at what level, I'm not sure.
It'd be best if we got the...
And on that one, Andy, if you write in to me, I'll forward it on to the training committee and make sure you get a response. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.